Welcome to the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com, where each week we uncover worldwide disasters in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 30, the 1980 Mount St. Helens eruption, America's deadliest volcanic disaster. On the 18th of May, 1980, Mount St. Helens erupted in what became the most catastrophic volcanic event in the history of the United States. The eruption not only reshaped the landscape, but also left a lasting impact on geological science, environmental policy, and disaster preparedness. The violent explosion claimed lives, devastated vast swathes of land, and profoundly altered the surrounding ecosystem. Leading up to the disaster, signs of impending activity had been evident for months. In March 1980, the first tremors were detected, indicating that magma was moving beneath the surface. Throughout April, seismic activity increased and a visible bulge formed on the mountain's north flank as pressure built up within the volcano. Experts closely monitored the situation, but despite their efforts, predicting the exact moment of eruption proved impossible. At 8:32 a.m. on the 18th of May, an earthquake measuring 5.1 on the Richter scale struck beneath the mountain. This triggered a massive landslide, the largest in recorded history, as the unstable north face of Mount St. Helens collapsed. The sudden loss of structural integrity released the pressure that had been accumulating for weeks, resulting in a lateral explosion of unprecedented force. A superheated mixture of rock, ash, and gas surged outward at speeds exceeding 300 miles per hour, obliterating everything in its path. The blast zone extended over 230 square miles, leveling forests and annihilating wildlife. Entire ecosystems were instantly wiped out as trees were flattened like matchsticks. The eruption column soared 80,000 feet into the atmosphere, dispersing volcanic ash across multiple states. Towns as far away as Montana and Oklahoma experienced falling ash, disrupting daily life and air travel. The sky darkened as fine ash particles spread, creating hazardous conditions that lasted for weeks. The human toll of the eruption was devastating. 57 people lost their lives, including geologist David A. Johnston, who was stationed at an observation post near the volcano. His final recorded words, "Vancouver. Vancouver. This is it," became an eerie testament to the power of the eruption. Many victims perished due to the blast itself, while others succumbed to inhaling toxic gases and superheated ash. Rescue operations were hampered by poor visibility, unstable terrain, and the sheer scale of destruction. The eruption also triggered multiple secondary disasters. The collapse of the northern face caused the displacement of Spirit Lake, sending a wave of water rushing through the valleys, carrying debris and sediment with it. Melting snow and ice generated massive lahars, volcanic mudflows that surged down river channels, destroying bridges, roads, and homes. The Tootle River Valley was particularly hard hit, with entire communities buried under thick layers of mud and ash. Economically, the impact of the eruption was severe. The timber industry, which relied heavily on the surrounding forests, suffered enormous losses as millions of trees were destroyed. Farmlands were blanketed in ash, rendering crops unviable and damaging soil fertility. Infrastructure required extensive rebuilding, with millions of dollars allocated to repair highways, railways, and power lines. Despite the devastation, the region eventually recovered, with reforestation and conservation efforts gradually restoring the land. The scientific community gained invaluable insights from the disaster. The eruption of Mount St. Helens provided a rare opportunity to study volcanic activity up close, leading to advancements in monitoring and prediction techniques. Researchers examined the formation of new geological features, including lava domes and pyroclastic deposits, enhancing their understanding of volcanic processes. The event underscored the necessity for improved early warning systems and evacuation protocols to mitigate future disasters. Ecologically, the eruption reshaped the landscape in ways that continue to fascinate scientists. The once lush forests surrounding the mountain were replaced by barren wastelands, but nature proved resilient. Over time, plant life began to re-emerge, and wildlife slowly returned to the area. The eruption created new habitats, fostering unique ecosystems that provided researchers with a living laboratory for studying ecological succession. In the years following the disaster, Mount St. Helens became a focal point for education and tourism. The Mount St. Helens National Volcanic Monument was established in 1982, preserving the area as a site of scientific research and public interest. Visitors flocked to witness the aftermath of the eruption, exploring the transformed terrain and learning about the power of natural disasters. The event remains a significant case study in disaster management, demonstrating both the unpredictability of nature and the importance of preparedness. The legacy of the 1980 eruption endures in the collective memory of those who witnessed it and the generations who have studied it since. It serves as a sobering reminder of the raw power of geological forces and the fragility of human settlements in their path. While Mount St. Helens remains active, the knowledge gained from its eruption has led to improved safety measures and a deeper appreciation for the dynamic processes shaping the Earth. Even four decades later, the scars of the eruption remain visible, but so too does the resilience of both nature and humanity. The story of Mount St. Helens is one of destruction, survival, and renewal, a testament to the ever-changing nature of our planet and the lessons it continues to teach us. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.